Good day, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our Season 2 podcast of The Real Talk with the Queen. Hi, Shanita Filipina. This is your host for today, Sydney. I hope you all are doing great today. I am pumped up to talk about our topic. This would actually be in connection with our previous episode, where we have talked about tips in building self-confidence and self-belief. Now, for a more deeper action, let's go and discuss some strategies as well in order for us to build more our self-confidence. Strategy is described as a high level of plan to achieve one or more goals under conditions of uncertainty. It's also a policy designed to achieve a major or an overall aim. As we know, confidence is not something we are all born with, but confidence is actually a skill that we can build. Self-confidence is about how you feel about your abilities. In order to bring out the best of your abilities, to strategize is a key. Also, a confident mind is a powerful one. It's also a key to having the courage to be who you uniquely are. Whether it's sharing your thoughts, acting on your ideas, or being bold enough to be yourself, confidence can serve you in multiple ways. You probably know someone who just exceeds in confidence. And you might even have wondered, what's his or her secret? You know, the good news is that you could be that confident. As self-confidence does not happen by accident. It comes from repeated practice and small successes, which will grow to large ones. With the right commitment, effort, and strategy, you can build your confidence in a short period of time. As you continue with the positive habits, your self-confidence will continue to grow as well. So these simple strategies are pretty easy to implement and will surely lead you to a rapid growth in your self-confidence. So let's discuss them one by one. First would be, present yourself with confidence. Always. So when you know you look great, you feel great about yourself as well. That little bit of effort goes a long way and you start to notice the difference. You will bring this new approach into more areas of your life. So, presenting yourself better is not about trying to impress others. It just gives you a little bit of a confidence boost. You will feel more prepared and more focused on the challenge that is ahead. Now, we often think that dressing better is about impressing others. Maybe for some, but the real benefit is what you are communicating to yourself. So it's for you. As there are two important key points, that one is to make you feel better about yourself, and the other is it will encourage people, others, to take you seriously. Second would be, smile and look people in the eye. It sounds obvious, to state that a smile will help you build rapport. It also sounds obvious to state that when you smile, you feel happier and more confident. And despite this, so many people still do not smile. You see, when you smile and make eye contact, it shows that you have a certain ease and warmth about you. This enables others to feel more at ease in your presence, thus improving the quality of your interactions. As you start to interact better, your self-confidence grows until communicating will be at ease and it becomes a natural process. A simple, sincere, and warm-hearted smile can do a lot to raise your confidence of both the person receiving the smile and, of course, the person smiling. Third would be, give genuine compliments to others. When you take the time to compliment others, it demonstrates that you feel good enough about yourself to give positive feedbacks to others. Now, don't mistake this approach for insincere flattery. The compliments should always be genuine and honest. Because by adapting this necessary mindset, not only will you find positive in others, but you will start to see more positive in everyday area of your life. Sincerely complimenting others is one of the simplest, most purest form of love. Those little acts of love, or acts of kindness if you prefer, come from within you and must pass through you to pass on to others. And this has a powerful impact on your self-confidence. Next would be, practice appreciation. When we practice appreciation each day, you will eliminate the negativity in your life. So when you appreciate the positives in your life, you just don't identify the things that you like, but you take a moment to focus on how your life is a lot better. You start to feel some real joy, and you realize that your life is better when you normally think it is. And that is very important. To be happier in your life, you have to have more self-confidence. And you don't always have to improve your life right away. You just need to start seeing the good in your life and start appreciating it. Next is, play to your strength. Throughout our lives, we will encounter tasks that is true, that is not suited for us to perform. It's nothing to be embarrassed about because I myself have experienced that one. And it's the same for everybody. Now, try to focus on doing whatever you're best at. You will be better to perform and your self-confidence will receive a boost each time your specific task will be successfully completed. Know your strengths. Play with them. Seek work in an area which makes the most of your strength, your knowledge, and your specific skill set. Next would be, accept imperfections. This is hard. Nobody has ever been perfect, and nobody will ever be perfect. But rather than seek to achieve perfection, you can always try to do your best. Then you can learn from the experience and try to do better next time around. The key thing to remember is that once something is done, you can always improve it. There's always a room for improvement. As long as you are willing to take action, to receive feedback, and make improvements, you will keep on progressing. You know what? Successful people doesn't focus on perfection, they actually focus on improvement. Next would be prepared. You know what? Preparation isn't just for the big things. It is something you can actually do every day, small or big. You can prepare yourself. And by being prepared each day, the day goes by better and the incremental results will add up to improvements over time. Practice allows you to familiarize yourself and challenge what lies ahead. This also allows you to reduce the fear of association with stepping into the unknown, thus boosting your self-confidence. Next would be set specific and effective goals and work to achieve them. When your life has a direction and purpose, you know where you're going and you know what you're trying to achieve. You then set goals which will help you to consistently work towards these objectives. And as you achieve your goals, you can see the progress that you're making towards fulfilling your purpose. You will be able to focus better, and each day has a specific meaning. That's what progress is. The continuous achievement of goals, no matter how small, no matter how big, every small step to the right direction is something that should be celebrated. Next would be embrace whatever it is you love. Love is the most powerful emotion. I hope you do agree, because it comes in many forms, and when you make room for love in your life, you will be happier and more confident. One of the most important things that you can do is to make room for the things that you love in your life. So taking the time to discover what you love and what makes you happy is blessed and is a great way to identify where you should be spending more time. It's also a way to care for yourself. And as you know, caring for yourself will always boost your self-confidence. And lastly, if you may, always, always do your best. No matter what kind of work you do, you can strive to do your best at it. When you know that you have given your very best to the task, you know that you could not have given any more. This allows you to feel relaxed and more confident about your performance. You will then see that your best continues to get better each and every time. And this continuous improvement ensures that your self-confidence is regularly reinforced. When you actually fail to give your best, you sure challenge yourself. You're deeming yourself unworthy of your full effort, and your full confidence drops. So please always remember, you are a worthy person and you deserve full effort and commitment towards your goals and your objectives. To summarize it all, first present yourself with confidence, and that is always, always. Next would be smile and look people in the eye. Next is give genuine compliments to others. Next, practice appreciation. And then always play with your strengths. Accept your imperfections. Be prepared. Set effective goals and work to achieve them. Embrace whatever it is you love. And lastly, always do your best. Don't be your own worst critic. Be your own best coach. Learn from your mistakes, but encourage yourself to new heights. Because each time you fall down, be the first to pick up yourself. In that way, confidence is a habit you can grow. The seeds are the thoughts and beliefs that empower you to take action. So in conclusion, building self-confidence takes time, takes focus, takes effort, and takes strategy. It's not just a magic trick. Some people make it look easy and natural, but their high self-confidence is actually a result of learned behaviors. And you too can learn from this and experience the many benefits of high self-confidence. And you know what? With your newfound confidence, you will be happier, healthier, and more motivated to challenge yourself to be the best you can be. And when you implement the simple strategies I have just mentioned, it will take your confidence to a whole new level. And you know what? You actually owe it to yourself, the development for your self-confidence. So why not try to choose one strategy and maybe start working on it. On behalf of our Janina Filipina team, we would like to thank you all for listening to us. And we would like to thank our sponsors, of course, for your continuous support as we do what we do because of you. Please send us your thoughts. You can send us an email at info.janitafilipina.com. You can also call us in our podcast using the Anchor mobile app and send us a voice message. Also, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, and you can visit our website at www.janitafilipina.com. And don't forget to check out my store at 1-stop surplus.myshopify.com. So that's https://1-stop-surplus.myshopify.com/. And you can actually use our promo code Chinita in all caps, CHINITA, for free shipping international. And the links are all in our description box. Please continue to support us and be one of our supporters by clicking the button Become Our Subscriber, or Our Supporter, I'm sorry. And you can actually subscribe and listen to our RSS feeds via Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So please stay tuned to our next episode only here at anchor.fm.